Good morning, good morning. Happy Father's Day to all. This morning, Shir is sponsored by Mr. Menachem Kerman in memory of your father, Nassan Ben Shimon Elio. The learning that we are learning B'tzibur should be Le'ilin Ishmasa. Thank you for sponsoring. The topic that we're going to talk about is the next Sif in the Shulchan Aruch, which is Simon Shin Ches, Ches Moksa, Sif Tezvav, which talks about specific situations of a sandal, a shoe, shoelaces that rip, and we're going to talk about that Shulchan Aruch for a little bit. And as an aside, at the end of this year, if we have time today, then we'll also talk about some very important applications that extend to other areas of halacha, specifically might apply to whether or not you're allowed to blow a balloon. Forget about the tying aspect, just blowing the balloon itself. Balloon, just so you know, I was testing you, it has two L's, so in case you noticed the one L, then you pass. If you didn't notice the one L, then you didn't pass.
And we get no balloons.
Okay, so let's look at the Shulchan Aruch. Shulchan Aruch says the following. The reason why oftentimes we go through the Makor, the source in the Shas, before we do the Shulchan Aruch, is it happens to be that in this case, the Sugya in Shas is a very complicated and a little bit convoluted as far as the sugya. So I figured and it's not nogea so much halach l'maisis, so let's not go into the shas, but let's go straight to the Shulchan Aruch and some of the notes at Kalim on the side of the Shulchan Aruch. So says the Shulchan, passes the Shulchan Aruch as follows. Sandal, shenifsika ritzua hapnimis. So you have to know that you have to create in our minds an image, a mental image of what the old sandalim, the old shoes looked like. Apparently, they were hard. They were not soft, they weren't molded around the foot like we talked about last week about a na'al that is completely molded around a last, as we learned last week. But a sandal was a hard bottom. Perhaps it even had a hard, it went up on the side a little bit. And it wouldn't stay on your foot just because your foot was in it. It had to be strapped by the straps that would go over the foot and keep your foot inside this sandal. Now, there were two sets of straps. There was a strap on let's talk about your right foot. There's a strap to the right that other people could see, and an inner strap, inner meaning to the left of the right foot, meaning close to your other foot. There's one strap was on the outside of the outer foot, and the other side was the inside of that foot. Two separate laces that would go up the sandal. I don't really picture it in my mind, but that's what the poskim say.
Here's the shoe. Yeah. The strap going up this way, and the strap going up this way. Here's your other foot.
Okay, perhaps. So you're saying if there's like Velcro, you have one coming from the right, one coming from the left, that might be. So the concern is that the outer one is visible to people, so if your outer strap tears and everyone sees that you have a broken shoe, it doesn't look so nice. If your inner strap tears, nobody can really see it because it's next to your other foot. It's not as visible because it's between your two legs. That is not as concerning. So therefore, let's look at what the Shulchan Aruch passes. Sandal shenifsika, got cut off, got broken. Ritzua hapnimis, the inner strap, not the one that's visible. Since it's not so visible, adayin toras kliolav umutul taltala. This sandal, even though a strap is missing, but it's still functional, and it is not terribly embarrassing to be worn, to be seen with it, because the other people can't really see the inner strap, so it's going to be mutter. This sandal will be mutter to use, to carry, etc.
That concern is going to fix it, just because to keep it on his foot.
It's going to be loose, though. Now it's going to be loose on your foot.
I guess. Hold on. Let's learn a little. Nifsika, however, nifsika chitzona. If, however, the outer strap rips, then batel mitores kliva also taltalo, because nobody would be seen dead, you know, in a way, in such an embarrassing situation that the outer strap, everyone sees that it's ripped, and it doesn't look good, and he wouldn't wear it. Maybe it won't hold as well on his foot anyway. So it's going to be muktza. Now we have two interesting ha'aras. Now what happens if you're walking down the street one day, you're walking to shul, you're seven blocks from your house, and all of a sudden your ritzua chitzona snaps. So you tell me it's mukta, so I'm going to have to just leave it on the street and walk home barefoot? That could be very either dangerous or embarrassing. So look what the Shulchan Aruch says. Vimhu b'karmelis, if you're a karmelis, and we're not worried about carrying on a Doraisa level, but at least there's an Isra carrying Darabanan, a karmelis would basically mean all of this place where we live typically, unless you live in Midtown Manhattan, maybe not, or in Brooklyn according to some shitas, but certainly in this neighborhood it's a karmelis. Mutter likruch alav gemi lach. You could wrap, in the place of that outer strap that broke, you could wrap around it a gemilach, an organic filament, an organic string, shehu meichel behema. So it's not muktzah, that string is not muktzah because it's meichel behema. I don't exactly know.
Where do you get it from while you're walking into the shul, like pulling it out of the ground?
Well, if you're a Boy Scout, you're prepared, aren't you?
Oh, you're prepared, that's correct.
Boy Scouts, be prepared, is the Boy Scout motto. And you happen to have one, yeah. That's a good point. So you have to be really prepared for that.
Found it on the street?
I don't know.
Flying on the street.
Yeah, you see a gemi lach. Again, I don't know exactly what a gemi would be. It's a moist gemi. Yeah, I don't think it means rubber, because rubber is not Michael Behema. So it has to be some kind of a plant. What? Yeah, a big piece of seaweed or a piece of a plant or some other long...
But isn't that considered masake?
Hold on. How do you know detached? You might be able to tell. Okay. So all these questions are good questions. That's not going to be our sugi there. So you're allowed to take this gemilach, let's say you find a long piece of seaweed or a long weed that was detached, shumaychel behema, and you could use that, l'sak m'shlo yipom ragu, you could use that as a temporary stopgap solution because it's a karmelis, and you have to protect your foot. So we're going to look for a kula for you to save this shoe, even though the shoe theoretically should be muktzah, but we'll let you use this as a stopgap measure if you're in a karmelis 7 blocks from your house. However, if you're in your chatzer, shu nishmar sham, I don't know if it means that your shoe will be protected, you're not going to lose the shoe, or it means that your foot will be protected because it's inside your chatzer. Your own chatzer. So yeah, that's what it says. If a chatzer shenishma, I just don't know if the word shahu is referring to your foot or the sandal. The sandal won't get lost, or that your foot is protected because you're not going to walk on all kinds of things that might be in the street. Then aser.
It seems that this outer ritzua causes the sandal to fall off your foot.
Probably, yeah.
Usable. The inner ritzua, you're still able to use it.
I don't know if it's a functional difference between the. I don't know if the inner versus outer is a difference in functionality or a difference in. Let's look at the Magen Avraham. Yeah, but let's see. It might be dependent on. Let's look at the Magen Avraham. He's going to address your question.
Even if the outer string fell off, you're wearing it. Aren't you giving it a chesed?
I hear what you're saying. Presumably, it's falling off. Presumably, it's falling off. That's clear. But it's even though it's falling off, either one would fall off. But there's still going to be a difference between the inner one and the outer one as we're going to see the explanation. The Magen Avraham, hold on a second. Magen Avraham will explain some of what's happening here. Says Magen Avraham, why is this sandal, which the outer strap has snapped, no longer a kli? Says Magen Avraham, Sivkatan Chavches, Tignayhu Lisakno Kevin Shenikr Bim Bachutz. You're not going to fix this strap. You're not going to fix this shoe. It's not like you're going to fix it tomorrow. It's not a kli that you're going to... It's not just like a shivrei kli. It's something that you're going to have to throw out because it's going to be very recognizable and you're not going to fix it. And therefore, it's not even going to be a shivrei kli that we learned you're going to be able to use it if you can use it a little bit. It's mamish. Once it snaps, you're not going to be able to use this sandal anymore and you might as well just throw it out. He asks the Magen Avraham a very simple question. Iksha Magen Mishnah. What do you mean? I thought if something is a broken kli, if it has some use, a little bit of use, that should make it mutter. You're not going to use this sandal to cover your cup of lemonade. It's mos. It's one thing to use a broken piece of pottery or a piece of paper to cover a cup of lemonade. But to take a sandal that on one side you had your smelly foot, on the other side you're walking into disgusting wherever you're walking, you're going to put that on top of your cup of lemonade. It's disgusting. V'tzarchian asks the Magen Avraham, "Demi be'in and she'yed dafka roy lachasas ba'kli? I feel chazal tashmash acher shari." I understand. You're right. You're not going to cover your lemonade with this sandal, But you could still possibly use this sandal for some other use. Like, I don't know, you're showering and you want a bath sandal. You want some other kind where you don't have to walk around it. You just don't want to have to stand in the mud. So you can use it as to cover your feet in the muddy bathhouse or in a shower. So it still has some use. Why is it mukta? Why is it mamash batal matoras kli? Venerally, and therefore he suggests dimim and alayim shalanu. Our shoes are a little bit different than those shoes, and you'll see this will be the difference. Min alayim shalanu, the shoes that we wear. Afal pishenifzika haritzua. Even if your shoelace snaps, adayin chazi levisha.
It works.
You still could wear a shoe. There are plenty. It's the cool thing. If you ever look around at the the high school kids, you'll see that they're walking around without shoelaces. It's cool. It's looser. They're not looking to feel constricted. They're not looking to get the extra support that you always want to make sure is in your shoes when you buy a shoe. No, they want to feel loose and relaxed and chilled out, and therefore
different from you.
But it's really little vishav, and therefore we'll have a Torah's kli. So therefore, our shoes do have a Torah's kli because they are still really little vishav, even if a shoelace snaps. Ah, and now he describes the dafka b'manalayim shalahem sheyipsuchim legamri milmala. In the olden days, their sandalim were manufactured a little bit differently. They were totally open on top, and they're only adhered to your foot. They were just the bottom. And they just adhered to your foot because you had a strap going over your foot, attaching it. They didn't form around your foot. There was perhaps a little bit of a lip around the perimeter of the shoe that went up a little bit, made out of either wood or maybe out of heavy... hard leather that does not mold to the shape of your foot. Vaharitsua niksheres al gabe haregel, and the strap would go over your foot, holding it on. And if that would be the case, imnifsa kalo lo haya yachol anolo. If that strap would rip, then you can't wear this; it just won't stay on your foot. And that's why it's batal mitores kli. Mashenkin shalanu. So everything that we learned today would not apply to the shoes that form. That go around our foot, that we slip our foot into. So moccasins and shoes and sneakers, even if the strap rips, it will still be mutter to wear. They will not be muktzah. And he's only talking about, the Magen Avraham is limiting this chumrah of the Shulchan Aruch only to those sandalim that need a strap to keep it on your foot. And once that strap falls off, so if it's on the outside, it's going to be muktzah. If it's on the inside, then it's still, no one really sees it, and you could still wear it.
But that's Israel, basically. I mean, that's half of Israel walking around like that.
Yeah, so those teva, those of you who know those teva sandalim, flip-flops.
Yeah.
So if that thing on the top of the flip-flop that makes it flip and flop, it's basically just the bottom, and it's the strap, or it's not necessarily a strap, it's those softer... If that breaks, then it's not going to stay on a foot, and it will be like our Shulchan Aruch, and it will be muktzah.
Wouldn't you just replace
them?
So
I'm wondering if it's not a... So you're asking good. You're asking if it's replaceable, that should make it... Therefore, it should be what? If it be a kli shem lach to iser, not meaning, it shouldn't lose its shame of Torah's kli. It shouldn't lose its same shame kli, if you could replace it. So again, I don't know how these were formed. It could be that the way they were built is you couldn't replace it.
It's also probably more expensive to replace.
Now it is, but then people can afford to buy shoes all
the time. Well, that's a shalom mitzias. I don't know. Let's continue. Look at the shahat siyun. Rabosai. Did you ever have, nowadays, it doesn't happen too often, but has it ever happened to you that the sole of your shoe, the back sole, came off?
Yeah.
Or if your wife has one of those heel shoes, the heel comes off?
Yeah.
1-inch, 2-inch, 3-inch, 4-inch heel, right? Says the Shar HaTzion, Ve'im nafal shulei hamin al mitachtav, if the sole of the shoe falls off from the bottom, pasha degam b'shalanu batal shem kli. There's no use, or it's very uncomfortable. We would never walk around, even though it does form around our foot, and it does stay on our foot. If you have one of your leather Shabbos shoes, that stays on your shoe, your foot, even if it doesn't have, even if there would be no shoelace, it would stay on your foot just fine. But it doesn't have the sole, and it would be a very uncomfortable way to walk, and you wouldn't walk in those shoes. So those will become ois kli, they're no longer a kli, batel shem kli, and they will be mukta machmas gufo. they're not a kli anymore. They're considered nothing. They'll be like a rock, like a stick, like a leaf. They'll be muksa gamer. Okay. Now,
in the middle of Rosh Hashanah, can you walk with it? Like, what are you supposed to do?
That's a great question. Let's say the soul falls off in the middle of the street. You would use it.
You would use it
in that scenario because you have no other options. So if you would use it, so I guess it's not batal shem kli. It's somewhat subjective. Yeah, in such a situation, it wouldn't be batal shem kli. And the raya is that you're using it as a kli.
You have to take it off.
When you get home, you wouldn't wear it, so you'd take it off. And once you take it off, it would be mukta, mamish. Right.
Ellie's question comes back again. Wouldn't you put a soul on it?
Yeah.
Your soul fell off. Okay, so you go to Shumiki, put a new soul on it. Right.
Yeah, so we're going to see that. Let's jump down, please. The Shalma Yehuda, which is a sefer I never heard of, but on the bottom of in the English Mukta book, there's two English Mukta books. There's the older one, and then there's the newer one. Who wrote the Shabbos Kitchen? Rav Simcha Bunim Kohn, right, not Rabbi Bodner, but Rav Simcha Bunim Kohn has a mukta, English mukta book, very well organized, and in the footnotes of his sefer, he quotes often a sefer Shalma Yehuda, which I don't have, and I just found out about recently, and this, you'll see, it's entirely on Hilchos Mukta, and it's so practical about every little prat and detail, as we'll see right now. Let's look on the bottom, let's skip the next source or two, and jump down to the Shalma Yehuda because it relates to what Rabbi Kanner mentioned. Now, Hatzarach Tikkun. You have a shoe that needs to be fixed. You have to take it to the shoemaker. But you could still wear it a little bit, B'shas Hadchak. That's sort of what we're talking about, right? That was your question. You could wear it, but it's got to be fixed. Eino Mokza. Ooh. It's not Mokza because you could wear it. B'shas Hadchak. Im efshar lelovsho ad shesan lo yitakno, but if it's not wearable until the cobbler, until the shoemaker fixes it, then it is mukta. So it really depends on, is this wearable or is it not wearable? If the sole falls off, you can wear it. But if your wife's heel falls off, she can't wear it. In no way, because just the way the shoe is shaped, if you have a shoe that has a 2-3-inch heel in the back, the way the shoe is shaped, and you don't have that support from the heel protruding down to hold it up, that she can't wear it at all. It'll break, you know, she'll have terrible foot pain. Then it would be mukta. If your sole fell off, maybe it wouldn't be mukta because you could wear it. B'shas Hadchak. Ah, look at this. This is a great, great halacha that I didn't see anywhere, but it makes so much sense. You have a perfect, beautiful shoe. You love it. It's your favorite pair, except one of them, the left shoe, has been missing for the past 2 months. You assume it got... I don't know. You assume that you left it in the hotel you were in for Pesach. And you're not getting it back. So what about your right shoe? Yeah, one shoe's missing. But the other shoe is totally fine. Perfect. Perfect shape. Says the Shalma Yehuda, Im neva na'al achas, hazuk shelo hu mukta. Why? Because nobody wears one shoe that doesn't match. It's useless. And therefore it doesn't have... Is that incredible? It loses its shame kli. It's not kli shem lach to l'isser. It's batul mishem kli. It's a useless shard of pottery. Not because it broke. Just because it became...
Because
of its pair. It's a fascinating svara. Look at this. Again, fascinating halachas. Na le'or b'yom kippur. What's the status of a leather shoe on Yom Kippur? Look at this, Rabosa. It's going to blow you away. Kalim shem lach to l'isser. They're mukta on Yom Kippur. Wow. Yes, if it's in your way, of course, if it's in your way and you have to reach behind it to get to your Crocs, you can move the tzarach gufa makoma. But otherwise, if you just want to tidy up your room and put your shoes away, that's going to be mukta on Yom Kippur. Fascinating, I never knew that. And look at his sources on the bottom right below. That he says in Tesvav, where did I hear that if one shoe is missing, the other shoe is going to turn into a batel shem kli, is mukta machmas gufa? Shamati and Rebel Yashiv Shalita, now we can say Zatzal, Vihisbir, and he explained, as I think we would understand, Kilarov in general, Ein Olam Osaf, Yilmi Sheyesh Lo Ke'ev B'Regel Achas. We're not going to wear, even if you had a pain on one foot, you're not going to walk around with one shoe. Vigami and Shalom Osaf, if you lost one of your shoes, you're not going to keep the second one. So therefore, a normal person, it's garbage. It's garbage for a normal person. V'yesh lahayir, I want to point out, duha de benikra na'al achas v'yesh alav sho'ad shi'itakno hasandlar. If one shoe, your left shoe, the sole fell off, and you're not going to wear it until you bring it to the shoemaker. That means that the right shoe also, for the same price, loses its shame kli, and it's going to be mukta. Fascinating application. Turn the page. One second.
What happens if your glasses
are a gigantic sugya. There are many more pratim regarding glasses, and I can't talk about it now.
Okay,
I think I might have spoke about it once before, but it's a long. That's a shy of mitakin mana, of tikkun mana. That's an hour shir bifnei atzma glasses, because there are a lot of different things that could happen. The lens could pop out, the frame could break, the temple could come off. And the nose things could come off. There are four or five different things that could happen with your glasses, and a lot of permutations and different sugyas. There's a shayla of shivrei kelim. There's a shayla of tikkun mana. There's a shayla. I don't know. The Shalom Yehud, I happened to see just as I was looking at this, the next piece after his broken glass, and he says the halachas for broken glasses are very involved, and they are totally on the following six sugyas.
That's just
it's another Sunday morning, maybe more than one Sunday morning. Okay, let's catch up. We want to turn back to page one. I want to see one more Mangan Avram. The Shulchan Aruch had told us that if you find yourself in a caramelist and you're stuck, your shoe strap tore, you're stuck in a caramelist, you have to get home. So then you could take a gemi lach that you find in the street and tie, you make some makeshift tie wrapping around your foot to keep it on your foot. Apparently not. Apparently
why
not. Because let's see one more line. Look at the Chavtes, the Magen Avraham Chavtes. Gemilach, venirli, dibichut. If it's a string, this is going to answer your question, Yossi. If it's a string, obi meshicha, some other, a real string, a real rope, aser. That's not, when the Shulchan Aruch permitted you to wrap a gemilach, some kind of seaweed or weed, it meant that. It didn't just say, oh, get a string, for example, a weed. No, it meant a weed, or it went a string of like a seaweed. Not. That's Michael Behema, not a string. A string would not be permitted to, in the Carmelist, to put together, you should keep it on. Dilma mevatale. Because you might leave it there, and if you do, it's going to be, it will have a din of Kesher Shel Kayama, and that would be since your intent is to leave it there, you would have to, if you intend to sleep there, it's going to be a Kesher Shel Kayama, or you could say maybe it's a tikkun.
He doesn't say tikkun mana, he says
understood, yeah.
Not al-tzilchus.
Correct. Not al-tzilchus muksa, al-tzmalacha. Either kosher as kesher, or maybe as tikkun mana.
Is a string
muksa? A string.
It would be a muksa.
A string, stam a string on the floor.
Sure.
That's a designated string. That's a designated string. Stam a string on the floor.
You lost a string, not a
gem. Is it any different than a stick or a stone? A string. Is it a cliche? What you're saying would be goof
moksamach.
Yeah, but I could use a rock and a stick also. I have to scratch my back. I see a stick on the floor. I'll take the stick off the floor and scratch my back. No, that's not okay. So a string. Have a din of a kli. They talk about there's a machlokas haposkin whether a psila, a wick, has a shame kli. I think we spoke about it about 3 months ago. I think that was a shaila. A string should be no worse than a wick. I assume a wick is designated for a specific purpose. Maybe I don't know. Good question. Not sure. Either way, gemilach is the Milgad Rambam is saying only a gemilach specifically, not a string. Says the Mishnah Brura on that. But if you were to tie it in a bow, aniva meaning not a kesher, he's saying the problem is not a tikkun apparently, it's only a problem of kosher. If you're going to connect it to your shoe, you're going to wrap it around your foot, connect the shoe to your foot, by taking gemilach, which is Michael Behemoth, therefore not muktzah. Yeah, that's the point, exactly. That's the point. Aniva means it's something you're going to untie. Great. That's what we want. You have to tie this. The point is that you're tying your sandal to your foot, and you're going to do it with a gemilach. It's not going to. If it's with a bow, it's not going to be kesher. It won't be a problem. Fine. Now, let's go to the flip the page over. Sroch na'al. You have a shoelace, shenikra, that rips. So now we're not going to talk about the shoe. Let's shift over from the shoe or the sandal to the shoelace. So you're pulling you're tying a shoe, your Shabbos shoes, and as you tie it taut, a piece rips off. Maybe it's a long piece, maybe it's a short piece. Let's see, what are the halachas of that piece that ripped off? It's, if you need to, you could still use a kadesha ana lo yipo miraglo. If it could be used on some level to ensure that it won't fall off your foot, eno muktzah, right? It's no different than every other shivrei kli which we learned in past weeks, that if the shivrei kli could still be used, certainly for its own use, but it still has some use, so it didn't lose its shem kli. Fine. Vafilu im zeroi rak lispor bebeged kedei litlos habeged olav. Let's say it rips off, and you can't use it to tie your shoe anymore, but you know what you could use it for? You know what a shoelace would be good for? You know sometimes when the kids hang their coats in the school, they have those hooks, and they need to have a little, you know,
loop,
thank you, on the back of their neck? So that's a great thing to use a broken shoelace is the perfect material to use as a loop to hang a coat. So he says, even if it's roy just for that, that also would make it not muktzah. Again, why? This is going through the sugi of Shivrei Kalim, that since it was originally a kli when Shabbos came in, and now it still could be used for some tashmish, so it doesn't lose its shem kli, even though it's a different usage entirely. It's not a shoelace anymore, it's going to be, so it could be installed as a rope, as a loop. However, if it's so short that it can't be used for basically anything, then of course it will become muktzah. Now,
but in order to use it as a loop, you have to sew it onto something.
That's right. And therefore, I agree that it would probably have a did of a klisha malach to l'isra. I agree with you. Right? But that's not as bad as losing a shame kli. Losing a shame kli makes it muktzah machas gufa, right? If you're telling me that it still has a shame kli, but you're going to have to do an isra to do it, so it's a lower level of muktzah. It's only a klisha malach to l'isra, which will have the keheter of gufa and makomo.
What about the shoelace?
You hear that?
Yeah.
Yeah?
What about the shoelace left behind?
Well, if it's there and it's holding the shoe together, so you're
no,
great.
No,
so you say, how do you take it out? Or you want to leave it there?
I mean,
well, you're not touching it with your hands, so what's the well? Leave it there. If you don't want it there, so could you remove it?
That's okay.
Yeah, that's no different than the grass, the leaves that you walk through during the fall. No
is
different,
okay?
Yeah. I think that would make it mutter. Yeah, if you have a six-eyed shoe, and it's too short, you rip the thing, so now you can only use two eyes or four eyes. It still works. Not only does it works for the same tafkid.
It might work for a guy, but not for a girl.
Okay, fine. But it's no worse than a shivrei kli that you could use to hold something after it broke. Okay, look at the... look at the second note in Yud Zayin. He talks about if it's like too short that you can't use, so okay, it's going to be muktzah machmas gufa. Shemati Rebbe Yashiv Shlita now is atzal. Shesro chadash, a new shoelace, who kli shemalachto l'iser. Wow. A brand new shoelace has a din of a kli shemalachto l'iser, and this is going to bridge us to next week. Ki aser lehashchilo benal. You're not allowed to put it into a shoe. That's the sugya that we're not going to have time today. Does anybody want to stay another 10 minutes and go into the sugya of... Okay, we'll stop here. We'll stop here. Be'ez Hashem, next week we're going to talk about putting shoelaces in shoes anew, and also balloons. That's going to be Be'ez Hashem next week. I hope I'll give shiur next Sunday morning. Okay, yeah.
Yishem Adonai Mevorach Neat Tov Yadav.